Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're joined by Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago. We call this extremely local news. And let's start with the Sky Fever and WNBA Fever and what's going to be happening this summer in Chicago. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, this is really exciting. Chicago got two draft picks that people are really excited about. Camila Cardozo and Angel Reese selected number 3 and number 7 overall by the Sky in Monday's draft. And soon they will be playing in June. Caitlin Clark, the biggest star of the WNBA, who actually sold out a stadium when she played in Iowa. Chicago basketball, women's basketball fans are saying, let's move the game, the Sky versus the Indiana Fever game, to the United Center. The Wintrust Arena tickets are already going for like a minimum of like $300. Some are in the thousands. They're really wanting the team to move to a bigger venue to accommodate all the new fans who are kind of flocking to the sport and the game, which is really good for women's basketball. And other cities have done this when Caitlin Clark comes to town, just because she's such a big draw. She's just like the biggest star in women's basketball history that I've ever seen.
Caitlin will be here June 23rd and August 10th. So what are the chances that they would move those games? What are you hearing?
The team hasn't gotten back to us yet, but we're staying on them about it. There is another event at the United Center, a concert, the night of that game. So if they do move venues, the United Center might not be it. But we are staying in touch with the team, trying to figure out if they are considering moving to a larger venue in general.
Okay, now let's let Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live introduce our next story.
It was announced that a musical version of Lord of the Rings will open in Chicago. So if you love musicals and you love Lord of the Rings, high school must have been a tough time.
Yeah, they talked about it on Saturday. Tell us about this, Jen.
Yeah, the Chicago Shakespeare Theater will premiere the American production of Lord of the Rings, the musical. It kicks off July 19th through September 1st at the Yard at Chicago Shakespeare on Grand Avenue. The program director of the theater company said his daughter called him when Colin Jost made the joke on SNL and was like, she finally thinks I'm cool because something I'm doing was on SNL. It ran in the UK before it came to the United States, and it's based on the books by J.R.R. Tolkien, and the musical features original songs by A.R. Rahman and a Finnish folk band, plus book lyrics by Sean McKenna and Matthew Warchaus. For folks who are fans of the play and the musical, you have a few weeks to see it in Chicago here.
Yeah, it'll be big. And this West Loop restaurant news you have, this should be a popular spot. Tell us about it.
I've never heard of anything like this. Usually you go to a cafe and you get, a bagel or a croissant. But in the West Loop, a new cafe, Swadesi Cafe, has an Indian focus. They have butter chicken croissants, dirty chai tiramisu lattes with turmeric, ginger, really delicious sounding Indian inspired creations there. It is opened by Indian chef Sujan Sakar, who was a James Beard nominee, and that is at 328 South Jefferson Street. Looks really delicious. The thought of a butter chicken croissant, I'm like, I want that right now.
That does sound good. And you said dirty chai tiramisu?
Yes. Yes. I love a dirty chai. So really like fresh Indian flavors are expected there. And the chefs behind the scenes have a really impressive resume.
All right. There you go. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.